listening to Average Joe's Chess, a chess podcast made by average chess players, but exceptional lovers. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess. We're gonna make
I forgot how we usually start.
You've had 1 week off, Joffrey. 1 week, and you've forgotten how we've started.
It's all gone. I feel like I've never recorded a podcast in my life.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I'll start, Joffers. It's episode 39. We won away from 40. 39, Joffers. Can you believe it?
Oh, that was some quick maths, man. You should, you need a career change going to being a professor or something. That was dead impressive.
Maths teacher. A professor's a bit hot. Maybe a maths teacher.
Maybe.
Oh, Joffers, I'm so excited. I've got some number facts. I keep saying, do you still go want on. Them? But you love them, don't you?
I love a good fact.
And you love a good what?
A good fact.
Sorry,
I love
fact.
A good fact.
Fact. We okay, well, these number facts are, Joffers, nothing much about, like, there's a lot of mathy sort of number facts when you look up number facts. I try and steer away from them, so... As usual, one of these is related to your challenge. This week, it isn't even some sort of weird, spurious link. It's actually is related to your challenge. So listen out.
All right, hit me
up. I think you'll be excited when you hear this. There's five of them. So number 39, it's the calling code assigned to Italy. I know you love your...
It is.
Do you still do memorize or something like that, Italian?
What's that?
You know, memorize?
Not a clue.
You know, like Duolingo, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, I do my Duolingo. They're actually partnered with chess.com now, aren't they?
Have they?
Yeah, I don't get what the fuck what that achieves. I don't get it.
I don't know either. So the also, fact number two, the 39 steps. Have you seen it? The John Buchanan novel and films, loads of films about it. Have you seen that film?
Yeah, cracking films.
Nah. Do you know, when I was at school, they rounded us all up into the hall to watch a film. And you're all excited as a kid, you know, you've got like the afternoon to just sit there, watch a film on a big screen. And they put this bloody black and white film on the 39 steps. It's just sort of erased it from my memory. Maybe it's a good film, but it just wasn't what we were sort of looking forward to there. But
isn't it also the same school where the janitor used to lend his porno mags to you?
I'm saying
probably shouldn't
nothing.
Put that out there just in case he's got a job and could lose his job over that. Or,
yeah, we don't want to. In Afghanistan, Jove, so it could be something to do with the 39 steps, maybe. In Afghanistan, The number 39 is considered, lucky or unlucky, Joffers?
Yeah, it is.
It's considered unlucky. Do you know why?
Oof. Is it because, I have no idea.
It's
go
associated
on.
With pimps.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is that why everyone always shouts 39 at me when I walk down the street?
They'll be doing it more after your challenge this week.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
There were. Do you know, this is a tough one. Have a guess if you get the answer to this. How many people signed the US Constitution?
I'm going to say 38.
Oh, you're close, Joffers. Yeah, 39.
That's one off, wasn't I?
One off. You should be the bloody maths professor, not me.
I know. It runs in the family.
And finally, Joffers, 39 is a track on the Queen album, A Night at the Opera.
Ah, there you go. Some good facts there, huh? Enjoyed those.
Joffers. So, yeah, one of those will be your challenge. Any ideas which will be at this stage? Or what would you hope for? Pimp for a week? Or take up opera singing?
Yeah, the pimp one would come most naturally for me, I think. Mm-hmm. I could say that fully my stride. What, the Queen one maybe? But no, fingers crossed for the Afghan pimp.
Pimp. I was actually thinking of sending you to Afghanistan this week to start a little pimping business. But not, I'm not talking prostitution because that, you know, that's probably wrong. I'm talking about pimping things up. So you could
just say probably wrong. It's a bit of a grey area.
Well, you know what? We've got listeners who probably think it is wrong and isn't wrong. So I'm just trying to hedge our bets and use the word probably here.
Are you trying to say we've got prozzies who listen to us?
Probably, I don't know. But I wanted to say, well, your mum listens. But then I thought, well, she's my sister. It's not my own sister.
Yeah, backfires a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, I was thinking maybe like you could pimp up a chessboard or something like that. Maybe it's to do with that. I don't know. Do you remember that program, Pimp My Ride? Could be maybe.
I do. Pimp I watched a video Night. Recently, and apparently it was all like it was all scripted.
No,
a lot of it. Yeah. So there was this one guy, like this fat guy, and his car had like chocolate wrappers and like crisp wrappers and stuff. And they wanted to pimp his ride, but they said, "Do you mind just making your car even more messy and Seriously? Stuff?" And they made him like just put loads of like hundreds of crisp wrappers and stuff in there. And yeah, when it came out, like, I looked like car. Such a fat bastard. I know I could have to be.
Well,
fair.
At the start of this, when you said about pimping it out, and you said and all that, I thought you meant they'd pimped it out with chocolate wrappers and crisp packets, like they'd stuck them with glue to the outside of the car or something, or the inside. Like crinkly seats,
maybe
like crisp packets. I don't know.
Oh, that's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you think we should start scripting the podcast so we don't talk so much shit?
No. I think that's what makes us who we are.
Yeah. We're just average, aren't we? So, yeah, that's a number 39, Joe Furs. Do you know what we've got coming up this week?
Oh, as always, we're going to be talking a little bit about chess. We're going to be.
Maybe.
Now, a cheeky little recap of our chess weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I kind of go on a quick tangent. It was just when I said a cheeky little recap. Mm-hmm. I just remembered I had a first aid call the other day at college that I work at. And I kind of walked into the A-level tutor office and they were like, oh, what did I say? They were like, oh, what's going on? What's the first aid call? I was like, oh, it's just a cheeky little seizure. And they're like, just a cheeky little seizure. Shouldn't you be like sprinting over to the building? I was like, yeah, I probably should, to be fair. I'm far too casual to be, far too casual to be a paramedic.
It's not the job for you, Joe Furs.
It's not.
Can
it's
I just...
Not. But yeah, we're going to be...
Jofers, I want to put a little aside in now as well, because that also reminds me of a WhatsApp message you sent this week.
Go on.
About somebody not being able to come into college and the excuse they gave you. So you've got a phone, haven't you, that pupils can get in touch with you. It's not your normal mobile, because obviously you never answer that or reply to messages. But on the... but on this one, you're sort of duty-bound to... You know, it's your job, so you reply. And this student sadly. Sent you a message. You'd said to them something like, you know, you need to come in today. They'd had a lot of absences. Pick
it's
up,
like,
Jokers.
Why aren't you in lesson? Kind of like chasing up attendance. And this one guy who usually is on 100% attendance, so he's not like a naughty kid or anything. And he's 17. He just replies back with, I was on my way to college and a bird left some of its poop on my head, so I had to go home. And I just love the way he phrased it. He just left some of its poop. Bless him.
Oh, look at that. But it didn't shit on him. It just went up to him.
No.
Landed on his shoulder, walked up, scraped a bit of shit off his ass, put it on his head. Just leave that there for you for a little bit, mate. I'll come and get it later. Yeah, that's fine.
I know. Bless
anyway.
Him. What a guy.
What's coming up, Jofers?
So, yeah, cheeky recap of our chess weeks. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about our challenges. I think you mentioned that the theme this week is like fitness in chess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's gotcha. Fitness, isn't it? How to get fit at chess? Why we should be fit?
Mm-hmm.
Why it's important to maintain levels of fitness? How to get fit? Maybe using chess as your fitness tool of choice, how chess can actually make you fit. I think anyway. I don't know. That's at the end of the notes. I can't bother to scroll that far down.
But there's also a little preview of next week as well, and there's a nice little interview coming.
Yep, a little preview of that. You're clutching now, aren't you? You can't remember what else we're talking about.
Not a clue, mate.
We're going to do a bit of a chess club update. We've got a competition as well. So we ran a competition last week from last time for a Diamond membership. We're going to be doing that and announcing our new competition. I think, you know what? We've got a bit of world chess news as well, remarkably.
Ooh. Look at us being informed about the thing that we're supposed to be really informed about.
We are good, man. We are good. We're on top of our game. So, should we kick off, Jofers, with our chess weeks? And I say weeks because we didn't put a podcast out last week. We were wrong. We were lazy. We apologise.
I know. Never again.
Never again. We're never putting another one out.
Yes. What's the point? Let's sack it off.
Can't be arsed. You know what? Encourage us to put more podcasts out. You know, how can people encourage us, Jofers? What would encourage you?
That's the thing. We don't need money. We just need words of wisdom and support.
And money.
That's bollocks. Just give us your money.
Get on Patreon. Give us your bloody money. Times are tough.
Exactly.
We don't
Let
give
me
a
quit
shit.
My job.
Get on Patreon. Give us your money.
Exactly.
Sometimes we do it nicely.
Even if you don't have much to give, like, we don't care.
We don't care. Just give it to us.
No.
Don't leave it to your kids. They don't need that inheritance. Give it to us. Patreon. You can subscribe monthly. Or you can, if you, like, literally want to think, you know what? Patreon's not giving those two great guys enough. I want to leave them, what would you say? A couple of grand? $3,000-$4,000?
Literally $3,000-$4,000 a month from each person that listens to this. I'd take that.
That'd be good. I mean, a one-off donation, even like a one-off donation. Yes. There's ways of doing this. Just do it. If not, if you don't feel like doing any of that, then I don't know. They could rate the show, I guess, on...
Well, or if you want something in return, rather than just kind of funding us for... Because there's no reason to fund us. We're not very good at our jobs. Mm. But you can buy a cheeky little chess t-shirt that you've designed. Some good chess merch.
Go over to our chess shop. Yeah, exactly. At shop.averagejoeschess.com. Listen, all the links are at the bottom of the page. Maybe click them and see what we've got on offer.
Valentine's Day coming up as well. Ooh. Some sexy chess merch up there.
There is some sexy... I've written that for later on, but let's talk about it now, Joe, first. We've got... the Valentine's collection. So,
what's that in your pants? Something just seems to be growing down.
It's that Valentine's collection, Jofers. That's what it'll do to people.
Oh. It will. I think we should put some kind of like disclaimer out there that if you do wear the Valentine's selection, you probably will get mobbed with lots of women, or if you're a woman, you'll get mobbed by lots of men. It's going to happen. It's all men. Yeah, all women, exactly.
You
it's a modern
just get
world.
Mobbed
it's
with everybody.
Beautiful. Exactly. I mean, so wear it at your own kind of risk, I guess.
There is a risk involved. I mean, the slogans. I said to you the other night, I designed a t-shirt, I think. I said, what do you think of that? You're like, yeah, that's great. I went, you got anything I can put on? And you said, yeah, try this. This is a slogan, guaranteed. Like for any lover, any chess lover, any exceptional lover.
Mm-hmm.
And the slogan you sent me over was rapid over the board. Bullet in the bedroom. Yep. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
So that is now on one of our t-shirts. Rapid over the board. Bullet in the bedroom. Tell people proudly. Is bullet in the bedroom a good thing, Jofers? I mean, what does it actually mean?
Get the job done quickly. Move on to a bit of chess. It's the absolute dream.
Oh, you know what? I can't decide which t-shirt to buy for myself. Honestly, I can't. I like them all. But I'm thinking of buying that one now. You've just sold it to me.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Go for it, mate. If you're married or if you're seeing someone who's also a chess fan, they won't even mind about the bullet in the bedroom if you do kind of get to play chess afterwards. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, Jofers. What else has happened in your chess week then?
I've had a fairly tame couple of chess weeks, if I'm honest. Mm. You gifted me a 1 month chess.com free trial.
You gifted yourself as well.
Exactly. So we get a few of those each month that we're able to kind of give out to people. Mm. And I was lucky enough to have it this month after 8 months of doing this podcast. Don't know why it took so long, but you'd think one of the perks of running a chess podcast would be that you get like early access to the actual perks of it.
Isn't it crazy how... Oh, no, we did get early access, Joe, first. Got a year's diamond membership.
No, you did.
Oh,
I did.
Chess.com gave me a year's diamond membership. Thank you, Judith. Very good of you.
Oh, so pissed off. So, you got it. So I've just been trying really hard to kind of outdo you on your, what's it called, puzzle rush? Oh, you know, the how many puzzles can you do in 5 minutes?
I
can see the frown on your face.
We're both on what, 28? Or we were on 28. What are you on now?
Keep going north. Go on.
You're joking.
Keep going.
29.
Keep going.
Is it plus 30, like over 30?
Keep try me.
35 plus.
Shout some numbers. Yeah, it's 35 plus.
Is it under 40?
Yeah, under 40.
Okay, 38.
Nah, 36, which I'm happy with.
You've gone up. You've got eight more than me.
Yeah, I have done no socialising for 2 weeks. I have just been on Puzzle Rush 24/7. Friends think I'm dead. No one's heard from me for like a fortnight now, but I've got 36 on Puzzle Rush, so yeah.
Jesus.
I count that as a win.
Man, I've been trying my hardest as well, and I'm on 28 still.
Oh, well, you just... There you go.
I can't do it as fast as you.
You weren't born for Puzzle Rusher.
You're known for doing it fast. I am not known for doing...
Yeah, that wrist action, man. I was born to do it.
You were? I just can't... Let me ask you, do you use the mouse, or are you using your finger? Are you using your fingers, Joe?
Oh, wow. Stop. Sadly, I am using my fingers.
Using your fingers, yeah.
I am.
Yeah. I've seen people do it using the mouse. And
really?
Well, Puzzle Rush, yeah. I've seen them doing...
Oh, okay. but yeah, that's been my chess whisk. Apparently talking about molesting mice with your fingers, but it's not where I saw it going, but I'm all for it.
Me too. That's why we started this.
Exactly. So how's your chess weeks been?
Well, I've molested loads of mice and rats, the odd squirrel.
You done anything different this week than you haven't been doing for the past 20 years?
So I've been trying my hardest at Puzzle Rush. Can't get that. I've been getting 27s. I can't even hit 28 again. I'm just too bloody slow at them. I don't know how you get... maybe you're putting in a lot of Puzzle Rush as well. I'm doing maybe 4 or 5 a day.
Ah, maybe one a day.
Shut up. You bastard. What else have I been doing? Oh, you know what I started doing? I started playing a bit of Bullet. I don't normally play Bullet.
And, how's that been going for you?
It's all right, actually. I was doing 1+1. And it's just so bastard addictive.
Go on now, 1+1. What is it?
1+1. It means like me, I play someone else, I think. So I'm the one, and it's like bring you +1 to a party.
Is that I was going for some more quick maths to try and test you to see if you really are cut out to be a maths teacher.
Yeah, nah, I don't know, Jophers. But in terms of bullet chess, for anyone who's listening who doesn't play chess, which there might be some, I mean, my mum listens, she doesn't play chess. It's a 1 minute game, and every time you move, you get 1 second added to your clock. So you've got 1 minute in time in total. It's so bastard addictive, Jophers. I can see why you play it a lot.
Uh huh. And it's the worst, isn't it?
I was rated in the 900s, and I thought, let's see if I can bring this up to over 1,000. And so part of my chess week was I had a great conversation with a chess coach who's a FIDE master, current Welsh chess champion, Daniel Kosciuszek. Oh man, I know I've messed up pronunciation there. Sorry, Daniel, if you're listening. Anyway, and we were talking about goal setting in chess. And he gave me a really good tip about how to get past a certain level. So, like, if you're trying to get to 1,000 and you find that it happens to a lot of people, you get to like 992 or 994, and then you just lose when you should win that next match, but you just lose it because you've set yourself this goal to get. He gave me a really good tip on how to get to that next goal, that next 100 that you're aiming for quite easily, and it works. Not telling you. It's in the interview, so that's going to be played next week. And you've been listening to the interview, but you're only halfway through. It's at the end of the interview, so if you want to find out, listen to that interview.
After like 3 minutes of listening to the interview, it's funny as well. I was about to go into the interview thinking, you're interviewing a FIDE master, you're kind of toned down the crudeness and stuff. Mm-hmm. But didn't you make a pass on his mum within like the first 3 minutes? And then he made a pass on your mum, who is my grandma. It's like, just fucking hell, man.
Keeping it, polite, and it's how it goes. That's what we do in this top level interviewing stuff. I mean, I'm sure they do that on Perpetual Chess. I'm sure he does.
Oh, 100%.
He should do. So playing a lot of Bullet. I had a game of Rapid and won it. So my Rapid's now up to 1633. In the last 7 days, I did 137 games and only managed 8 puzzles, excluding all the Puzzle Rush. That's not good enough, is it? That is poor showing.
Nah, that's weak. That's weak.
It is weak, Jophers. I'm very sorry.
Never going to be a grandmaster with this attitude.
Is that what's holding me back? Is it the attitude?
Yeah, the attitude, the lack of ability. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's hard it's to the attitude tell which mainly, of those isn't two. It? I think it's more the attitude. It's the attitude.
I'm going to get my shit together, Jophers, and you know who's going to help me? Our members in our chess club. Cause
how many now?
267 at time of recording this. 267.
Going to need more chairs, man.
Oh, beautiful, exceptional lovers who are in the chess club with us. It's almost like a swingers party on chess.com, isn't it? Usually.
And how would you know what a swingers party is like, Al?
I was talking to your mum, and she... Again, she's my sister, I forgot. I can't use the your mum insults, can I, with you? But the chess club's been great. We've had some great tournaments. We've got three new tournaments that Toby, the club organizer, TJP, has set up. If you're listening to this, and not you, Toby, but anybody else, because it'd be weird if I'm saying this to Toby, because I was going to say get in touch with Toby. So if you're listening to this and you've got an idea for a tournament, get in touch with Toby or us, and we'll get that tournament put on probably. But I'm enjoying the Vote Cup. 28 players in that on our side.
Yeah, that's nice.
We've now got the inaugural AJC Daily Cup, 4 players, and the AJC 1,000 Plus Cup with 12 players that you're playing in, aren't you? I think you've got to be over 1,000.
I am buzzing for that.
So they're
going to bring it home, man. We got this.
What I'm really liking about these tournaments is, especially on the Vote one, there's an internal chat thing, so we can just chat between club members, like, oh, we should move the bishop on this next move, we should do whatever. But there's also an external chat where you can talk to the other club members. Anybody can read it, basically. And I love that.
We're going to get reported, aren't we?
I think so. Our club members seem to like using the phrase, which, as you know, I love myself, sniff my bishop, or smell my bishop, or sniff the stinky bishop, or any of these sort of things. And so I just think these people in other clubs who are playing us going, what the fuck are they on about? Sniff my bishop?
Yep.
And it intimidates them. I bet. I can tell.
You know what I love? Don't say this the wrong way, but when you eventually perish and pass on and go into whatever is afterlife, you know how you see those photos of the person in black and white with like a quote next to them? It's like, and everyone's got the most beautiful things, like, I don't know, like Winston Churchill or Gandhi or anyone like that. And yours would just like, ow. It's like, sniff my bishop.
Sniff my bishop. My big, beautiful bishop. What a catchphrase that would be.
You've created a legacy.
I have created a legacy. I think we need to create chess pieces with stinky bishop type things, smelly bishop, smelly chess pieces. And I think you are the man to do that, Jofers. I think you have got the capability of adding scent to bishops. Imagine if that was your job, scenting bishops.
Been doing it for 28 years solo. This is a job for me.
If anybody listening to this wants a Joe-scented bishop, then email us. We'll send you an address. You send that bishop in. Joe will send that for you. Send it back to you. You sniff it and try and identify. Do you know, that would be a great challenge for you. I could put scent on bishops from different things. Yeah. Like, is it an armpit? Is it my dog's buttocks? Is it my...
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to sniff them and identify where the bishop has been this week. It could be a weekly thing. Where's the bishop been?
Or we could, have you ever seen Deal or No Deal, you know, with all the red boxes and the people standing behind the boxes? We could have like a chess theme one, so all the grandmasters, but like they've got their bishop inside the box and someone has to go around sniffing them and be like, oh, fucking hell, I think that's Wesley's. That's got to be Wesley Slow, isn't it? Like, that'd be amazing. I reckon they'd sign up for that.
I think we need to get in touch with some TV shows, producers, whatever it takes. Let's get it.
And they'd save money because they'd only need small boxes, so it'd be fine.
That's the chess club. We've been doing that. To mention as well, we had last Sunday, we didn't record the podcast, so I got to play a chess tournament. And we had Crazy House. Is that what it's called? Crazy House.
So yeah, I think so.
What a flipping brilliant game. Have you tried it?
Remind me which one it is. Capture their piece and then you can use it on your side.
Exactly. So if I caught your queen, I can then at any point of my choosing redeploy your queen, but she's now one of my pieces.
That is a good idea.
It is a really fun game. But I was playing it and I was playing somebody called Guttercat. I didn't read the chat till after because I didn't realise that he was typing stuff. But first comment was, what the... And then, what is that? So basically, Guttercat hadn't realised it was Crazy House and just couldn't work out where And then he put, did your queen...
It was some like black magic.
Yeah, that's it. He put that. He put, did your queen transport from the dead? What is this witchcraft? How do I move?
Oh, it's amazing.
And then
amazing.
Afterwards, I was chatting with Guttercat and they said, I just thought that you had special admin privileges as it's your chess club and you could just...
Really?
What a great idea that'd be as well. I might mention.
And you would exploit those privileges like that, wouldn't you?
Of course, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, that was to mention. That was, and also, while we're on the subject of chess club, we've had some good suggestions from Southern Ron, who, do you know, because it says Ron an R and U next to each other also look like an N. I keep reading it as Southern Non, but it's not Southern Non. It's Southern Ron, who has said, why don't we have a challenge? Like, for, we put a challenge out there where chess club members or anyone listening to the show can also take part in and send us pictures or record audio or let us know how they've got on with it.
Yeah.
Could be a chess challenge, even like try a certain opening for the week. What did you just say?
I love that idea. No, I wasn't even cracking jokes.
It's just because you put
what did you think I said?
Front, hey, well, you put your hand in front of
oh,
me.
Oh, no. I was scratching
you know
my
when
beard.
Somebody sort of coughs and goes, panka, panka.
Wanker. Yeah.
How insulting to our Southern Ron, who's took the time to do this, and you've just said that? But you didn't at all, did you?
Nah, good no, idea. No. Fortunately, it was one of my non-jokey moments. I do think that's a good idea.
And also,
I think who decides the decides the challenge? Then maybe we'll set the challenge.
We set it, yeah. But we could also put that on the forums in the chess club. Also, BeatSev has also put something on about chess men and talking about how they identify with their roles. I think that could be fun as well. So anybody wants to join, have a look at our chess club, join it, have a look at the forums, type whatever you like there because we're not bothered, are we? You can put whatever you want within reason.
Slag me off. It's what most people do in
there. Does it have to be within reason, Jofus, or can they just put anything?
I'll take anything. The it'll occasional dick anything. Pic wouldn't go amiss.
Did you say big dick?
the occasional dick pic.
Dick pic. I thought you said the occasional big dick wouldn't go amiss. So if you're called Richard out there and you want to send a picture to Jofus of yourself, he'll take that. We had the competition last week, which was, it's been running for about 10 days, which was, we've got our shop, as we mentioned, shop.averagejoeschess.com. And we said, if you want to come up with any slogans for the T-shirts, for the hoodies, write them here. We'll put you in a competition to win a one-month diamond. And there was some good bloody slogans on there. And it's hard to pick them. I mean, it's seriously.
Really?
Honestly, I don't know which one to pick. And, you know, I'm going to wimp out and not pick one. And don't worry, Joe, first, see that look on your face. I'm not going to ask you to pick one either. We might use a few of them. But what I thought was, why don't we just do the usual? You pick a number. I'll assign all the people that entered a number. Wasn't a lot of people, but there was a lot of slogans. People entered. People had multiple entries. Something that you're into, isn't it, Jofus? the 1, 2, 3, 4. I think the 6.
Which is your favourite entry?
It's a tough one, that, Joe. I think the front entry. I think every time I go into the back entry, the dog comes running out the door too fast. So I always go in the front one at home. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'd run off if he was coming through my back entry. I think your dog's got the right idea there.
Joe, first pick a number between one, before this really gets out of hand, a number between 1 and 5. Can you see the names I'm looking at?
No.
Okay, we've got Chris Garv, Milo, GC Boom, BeatServe, and Reformed Wood Pesha. Reformed Pesha.
Wood Pesha.
So that's 1 and 5. Do you know what? I'm going to stop.
You're slowly morphing into Brian Badundi, aren't you? Wood pressure.
Do you know when I'm in Sainsbury's, I love doing Brian Badundi voice just to embarrass my daughter. She tells me to shut up all the time.
Really? I wonder how well-known Brian Badundi is, like, overseas.
I don't know. Look up Brian Badundi. It's worth a lot.
I don't need to. I know who he is.
Joe, first, go for it. A number between 1 and 5. Make a spinning wheel.
For...
Do you want me to do the noise for you?
Dick, dick, dick. Yeah, you do the. Go on. 4.
Number
3.
4.
2.
Number 3 or 4?
1. 1. Yeah, 1. Fuck it.
1. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, if you had stuck with 3, unfortunately, GC Boom would have had. Not unfortunately, you would have had it. Unfortunately, you've just robbed GC Boom of 1 month.
Sorry, Boomster.
And then it was BeatSev was number 4. You've just taken it away from them. But Chris Goff has now got a 1 month.
Oh, there you go.
Diamond membership.
Someone had to win.
Putting the info on there. We've got another competition this week, Jofus, haven't we? Do you want to tell everyone what that is?
Yeah, so it's Well, the good thing about this competition is...
This is like hearing you talk about the tattoo.
You tell him. I'll let you tell him.
Shall I? Jofers, let me do
go
that.
On.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, you go for it. So I get too passionate when I'm talking about these competitions.
I can see that. Yeah. So this week's competition is really easy one. Just enter one of our tournaments. That's all. You win a 1 month diamond, not for entering. We'll pick a random one. But every time you enter a tournament, that's multiple entry yet again into Jofa's perverse mind. And which is what it is. It is a multiple entry into your mind as you're going to pick a number again.
He's going to say, it is what it is. It is a perverse mind that you've got. I was like, yeah,
it is as well. It is. So you enter a tournament, play a game in a tournament, and then depending on how many tournaments you enter, that's how many entries you'll get. Not a lot of people are playing the tournaments, Jofers. Usually normally 5-6 people, something like that. Mm-hmm. We're not including the international tournaments or the daily cups. I think they've already started. But just our normal tournaments, there's one on every day, Jofers. Shall we move on, Jofers? Because we've been chatting away for a long time. Should we talk chess challenges?
Let's do it. How did you get on with yours, though?
Liked it. How'd you get on with yours?
Yeah, I didn't mind it, to be fair. It was all right. It's I don't know. So you challenged me to create some chess tips, things that were just
sort of.
Did you not?
Top tips. You know,
what's
like
the difference?
Really?
Yeah.
Jonathan from the Invisible Chess Podcast just going to be loving this right now. You getting a challenge wrong again, Jofers.
Fuck's sake.
I reckon you did do it. A top tip and a tip. So a tip is just a chess tip, like, I don't know. A knight on the, what do you say, Jofers? A knight on the flank?
Knight on the flank is wank.
Yeah, that's a tip. A top tip are like the examples I gave you in the last podcast of loads of top tips, like cinema goers. Please be considerate to people who've bought this film on pirate DVD by going to the toilet before the performance starts. So they're just like a comedy tip that's ridiculous.
Do you reckon you've hit the fortunately, brief? Accidentally, in part, yeah. So we'll see how we get on. Should I just go through a few then?
Please, yeah. Are they going to help us?
I mean, I'm looking at the top one. No, not in the slightest. The first one I'm looking at, it doesn't even look like it's a tip. I get so confused when I'm doing the challenges. It just seems like an observation more than anything.
That's fine. That's what we... The point is, Jofers, you've got something to present back, whether it hits the brief or not. Who cares?
Should we just do this every week? Then you sent me a challenge and then I'll just do something else in the week and present it back. Yeah, let's do that.
What?
Okay. So I thought I'd look at... Because chess, I don't know if you see it as a sport, but I see it as a sport. So I thought I'd look at different athletes and what they do. And apparently, I don't know if you know this, but a boxer avoids sex for a month before a big fight. And I put, chess players naturally remain abstinent through no choice of their own. So this one, you don't need to think too hard about it. You naturally do that. So that was good.
Good tip.
Yeah, brilliant tip. I was thinking about anal beads because of the chess connection. Mm, people,
was it though?
I happen to be thinking about them and I thought, fuck, this could be...
It's a fortress connection, jeez.
Yeah. But I thought, just because some grandmasters may or may not have used anal beads, I thought, why stop there? You should incorporate different sex toys so you can replace your queen and your rooks with dildos, and chess players are far too frigid to touch a dildo and will avoid capturing any of your pieces. So it's...
That's a clever one.
Thinking outside of the box.
Clever.
Exactly.
I think they are top tips, Jofers. Yep. I think you've hit the brief.
Okay, just about. This one's just for men. I don't want to segregate, but I think, in fact, it would work for women, but for different reasons. So I put, for men, you should consider wearing loose-fitted jeans as well as a thong. When you walk away from the table after each move, your opponent will be able to see your G-string popping out above your jeans, and this will throw them off of their game before they make their move. Imagine that. Imagine Magnus makes his move and then walks off and you can just see like a little G-string poking out of his...
That would be so distracting for people.
I wouldn't be able to make my next move. I'd be like, has anyone else seen that? Like, I swear I just saw it. Like, just a little glimpse. Make it subtle.
You know what, Jofers? That's guessing. A tip for life, generally. That's not just chess.
It is.
Like, if you go into work tomorrow and follow that advice and like talk to one of the students as I just got to get some out of the filing cabinet. And your trousers are just an inch too low, and or maybe not a student, yep. but a member of staff.
Maybe.
You can just see the top of your G-string popping out. I don't know. I think that is... that'll do you some favours, I reckon.
Yeah, when I get arrested and get put in prison and put on the some local G-string register. Will come in handy. Yeah.
But I mean, in fairness, your pants probably are, you know, we haven't discussed them for weeks, but they probably are like a G-string anyway, aren't
they? It's an accidental G-string. So this one is actually based on, I was like, can I draw from any of my friends and stories and whatnot? So this one is based on a true story. So I put, memorize some interesting facts about the Soviet Union. A friend of mine, and this is genuinely true, once had a one-night stand and was asked to leave halfway through because he wouldn't stop talking about the Soviet Union. So it seems to be a good way to irritate or at least distract your opponent. True story, though.
Do you think that works?
I think so. If I'm in a chess game and they keep talking about something as weird and niche as the Soviet Union, it just throws you off your game a little bit.
What was wrong with that person? I mean, what's wrong? Why would you kick someone out for talking about the Soviet Union?
There are a plethora of things wrong with this friend of mine, hence why I don't really speak to him that much.
Not just them, the person that they were having this one-night stand with, or half a night stand with. What was wrong with them? They didn't find that sexy?
I don't know. I always think of the Soviet Union as being quite a sexy state.
Yeah.
But, I don't each know. To their own.
Yeah.
Can't win them all. And then the last one, well, the last two. So originally I thought, keep your nipples well moisturized throughout the game. I can't remember where I was going with that one. I didn't really add too much after that. But then, I thought, the best thing you can do to really get inside your opponent's head is to keep your opponent's nipples well moisturized throughout the game. I was thinking that probably, if someone started moisturizing my nipples during a chess game, I would probably be put off my game a little bit. So I thought that's a better angle to go down, at.
Because we're playing over the board over the half-term break coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your
moisturizer? Vaseline you got on your hand?
I was going to say, what's your moisturizer? Vaseline, okay, no problem.
Vaseline, I'm a Vaseline guy.
Or maybe deep heat. Maybe you'd like a bit of deep heat on your nips.
Yeah, I'm just picturing you walking out the house and your missus and your family all seeing you with a thong, Vaseline. And you're like, yeah, I'm just off to my nephew's house. I'll be back in a bit.
Yeah.
Why is everyone looking at me funny? But yeah, that's all I came up with. I can do some more in future weeks now that I understand what I'm doing.
I think it could be a regular feature, Joe's chess tips.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. I like that kind of stuff.
Very good. Yeah, one or two chess tips. I think it'll. Our listeners need that edge. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah,
our listeners,
of course. We're average.
You and me, we need that edge. We might not study a lot of puzzles. We might not read a lot of books, etc.
Yep.
But one thing that will give us that winning competitive advantage your tip. Beautiful.
Oh yeah. So Al, how did you get on with your
challenge?
Let me think.
Can you remember what you said to me?
I know it was a creative one, so it was to write something. Mm-hmm. Was it a children's book?
It was. You said
it was.
You said you've got your nephews and nieces in particular. I think Lucas, son, Artie. You're thinking, you know, he stays at your house. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to read?
Yeah, he's around a lot.
So you were reminiscing about bedtime stories, about your dad swearing in them, and the swearing never actually existed. When you looked at the book, it's something he added in. Mm-hmm. And you thought, wouldn't it be nice to have a story for you to read, for Luca to read, to Artie, and for all our listeners to read to their kids. And you wanted it about chess. Or the podcast, that sort of thing, podcast themed, and this made it bloody hard. You know, I took the challenge thinking, yeah, no probs, and then I thought, how do you make it funny? That is the question. How do you make that funny, suitable for kids? Our podcast isn't probably that suitable for kids, probably.
Fuck off.
And so then I thought, you know what, my kids loved, are you familiar with the book The Snail and the Whale by Julia Donaldson? Very famous book in the kids' books. Nah. It's a story of a snail, and it's basically, and a whale. And it's basically this snail, I don't, you know, spoiler alert, I might tell you the plot here, but, you know, don't worry. It's a nice one, you can read it plenty of times. Lovely illustrations, and it's about a snail who just thinks like, why am I sat here on this rock looking at the sea? The world's wide. I should travel. A whale decides, turns up. He writes a note saying, help me travel around the world. This whale turns up. He gets a ride on the whale's tail. They go around the mm-hmm. world. He sees amazing things and then go. There's some emergency happens on the end, at the end, which I won't reveal. Then they end up back at the rock and he sort of tells his story to the other snails.
Okay.
I don't know like how much of the story we're allowed to read, but I'm just going to read you the actual story to start with to get you in the mood, but not all of it because I think that infringes mm-hmm. probably copyright laws and stuff. But it starts like this. This is a tale of a tiny snail and a great big grey blue humpback whale. And then there's a picture of a rock and it says, this is a rock as black as soot and this is a snail with an itchy foot. The sea snail slithered all over the rock and gazed at the sea and the ships in the dock. And as she gazed, she sniffed and sighed. The sea is deep and the world is wide. How I long to sail, said the tiny snail. And it goes on and on in this sort of rhyme.
I like that.
So I thought I'd just recreate the chess version of that. Mm-hmm. Here we go. This is a story of how you two can fail. It's got fuck all to do with a snail and a whale. This is a rock as black as soot, and this is a male with an itchy butt. The male looked curiously at the rock and thought this might fit in a certain nook. As he gazed, he sniffed and sighed. Oh, my crap trap is narrow and the rock is too wide. I know I might fail, said the whiny male. These are the other males on the block who all play chess with our hero, the cock. They said to the male with the itchy butt, don't do it, you twat, you're off your nut. But the whiny male sighed and sniffed, then cried, I've got it, I'll need to be swift. This is the trail left by the butt of the male. A putrid trail that looped and curved and said, asking Al to write a kid's story was absurd. Doesn't even make sense. And that's as far as I got, jokers. I was sat in a car park writing this and then I got sidetracked. But Julia Donaldson, if you're listening, you want to use this in one of your books. I
just love the idea of someone knocking on your car door when you're in this car park. Like, oh, you're a bit of a writer, are you? Like, yeah, yeah. He's like, do you mind reading me what you write? It's like, oh. My favourite part was, I don't know if this is something you've coined, but crap trap.
Oh, yeah, that was crap beautiful. Trap is narrow and the rock is too wide. I forget what they
that was beautiful.
As she gazed, she sniffed and sighed. The sea is deep and the world is wide. Yeah, the crap trap. Yeah.
That's, you know what, Al? I mean this from the bottom of my heart. My 3-year-old nephew Artie is gonna love that. That's right up his street.
I'll finish it for Artie. Artie, yeah, this is
I'll really
you.
Appreciate
you can
that.
Listen back to this in a few years, Artie, and know where your childhood got really fucked up.
What is this, man? It's a turning point.
Oh,
that was amazing.
Challenge?
Thank you.
Anything? You got anything for me?
Yeah. I have. So, it's similar to something you've done before, but it's kind of like, I don't know, developing on it ever so slightly. So, do you remember, I can't remember what, you did some kind of like spa music and you was saying like, oh, I love chess.
For you when you hated chess at the time. So, it was just me in a very strong Birmingham accent going, oh, I love chess. I love chess. Yeah. And it's on loop, isn't it, for like, 5-6 minutes and you had to listen to it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So similar vibe. I want you to do some kind of therapy, meditating, meditation, audio book. I think me and you have listened to our fair share over the years. Oh, yeah. I had one as a teenager when I was a little more anxious and I loved it, man. It would put me to sleep. And I just want you to make a chess-themed or an Average Joe's chess-themed meditating audiobook that everyone can listen to. You can just put it on. You can just 1 minute, 2 minutes, however long you want it, and just kind of forget the world and just kind of be
maybe
therapized by you and your voice.
Therapizing, that's what we do, isn't it? That's a word you used before in a previous podcast, therapize. So, yeah.
Is it not a
word?
Did I use
this discussion last time? And
you
said it is a word now, to therapize.
Oh, there you go. Well,
so, yeah,
I'm still using that word.
I'll do a therapizing recording. Me therapizing.
Do.
I like
there
it.
There you go.
I actually really like this challenge, Jofus. And
bit of relaxing music in the background.
Relaxing.
Birds,
I think it'll get
tweeting.
People like feeling confident, full of life, full of joy of life, feeling happy with themselves.
Yeah.
Leave it with me. I've got this.
All right. And what have you got for me?
Okay, so you are basically, if you care to look down under your desk where you're sitting, I have sellotaped to the bottom of it two tickets for a plane ride tomorrow. You're flying to Afghanistan on a military jet.
Go on!
And,
get in there.
Basically, the soldiers are going to be pimps, your pimp. And your challenge is to see how many Afghani women or men you can have one night stands with, and you're going to tell them all about the Soviet Union and see how many kick you out of bed.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is the, however, honestly, the dream challenge.
If you're not up for that this week, so I know you've got work and stuff, I have another challenge prepared.
Yeah. Go on. Tell me that one just in case.
Okay, so in case you can't do that one, then 39, as we said, it's a track on Queen's album, A Night at the Opera.
Yep.
Now, I know that you've memorized the famous chess game, the Opera House game, haven't you?
I have. A while back, yeah.
Yeah, so this, what I've got for you for next week, you've got a week now to learn not just the chess game, but just about that night, about the players, anything. And next week, I'll quiz you on it in a mastermind sort of style. Ooh. So that's your specialist subject for the week, is the Opera House game.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love the idea of that. Like, usually when something starts, if a word starts with master, I'm all for it. This is going to be beautiful. Let's do it.
So, yeah, challenge is done. Jofers, we've both accepted those. Do you know which one you're going to choose? You're going to get on that plane to Afghanistan tomorrow, or maybe just do this one this time. Save that for later.
All right. Save that one, though, because I'm not against it.
Okie dokie, Jofers. Chess news. You remember last time we were talking about the Tata Steel Championship? I'm going to ask you again, how did Magnus get on?
Oh, wow. I could talk to you for hours about Tata Steel. And but you know what? I can see the smile on your face. I can tell you've got something you want to say, so I'll let you go for it, man.
Again, you're getting better at this avoidance. The funny thing is, when we were thinking together, like, what should we put in? Do we discuss chess news? The thing is, we're just average Joes. People listening, we know, if you want to get chess news, get it from somebody else, not us. Like, we're just throwing this segment in to make it sound like we're talking chess and we know what we're on about.
Yep.
But in reality, who gives a shit? I don't care. Do you care?
Not me.
Anyway, nope. Tata Steel's over. Magnus wasn't even in it, Jofers.
Was he not?
No, Wei Yi won it. He's the first Chinese person to have won that. He was actually the youngest ever player to reach the 2,700 mark at just the age of 15.
Ooh, that's not bad, is it? I think when I was 15, I didn't even play chess, man. That's actually impressive.
Yeah. You had no chance. But moving on from that, there is some a bit of interest in chess news. Actually, there's two bits of chess news. I didn't mention this one earlier, but Magnus has put on this freestyle goat challenge.
Okay.
And so he has decided to put this tournament on. It's an invitational. Yours is probably in the post, I'm guessing, Jofers.
Must be.
And it's basically, he said it, the objective is to elevate chess into an appealing, intellectually stimulating and captivating sport for a broader audience, targeting a new demographic of spectators and consumers. So it's topless chess. So all these chess masters, men, are playing topless.
Oh, fuck yeah. Probably. About time, man.
Probably. We've hit this thing at the right time, haven't we?
Our bodies are made for chess. This is going to be sexy.
But what it actually is, it's, I think from my understanding, it's not normal chess. It's a version of chess. It's not like chess 960, Fischer Random. I think it's similar, and I may be completely wrong here, and somebody can correct us, let us know. But I think the pawns are all in the correct places, but all the other pieces are mixed randomly. But in Fischer and 960, they mirror each other, don't they? I'm not sure if they do.
Yeah, so
this,
you and your opponent have the same setup.
I think it's different in this. And it's just basically to take people, to take the masters out of their comfort zones. He's bored with classical, I would say. And it's going to be a bit of fun. So he's got Magnus, Fabiano's playing, Ding, Alireza, Vincent Kaimar. You can pronounce this one for me, Joe, because you did it well before. Nadir Bek.
Abdusatarov, my boy.
That's your boy. We've got Gukesh D, Levin Aronian, and Jofers. And he's organised it at this really sort of fancy, posh hotel. And I am definitely getting vibes of Bruce Lee and Enter the Dragon. I don't know why. You know, you've got like Han, who has that private island, and he invites all the people for the tournament.
I would now like you to leave this. No, I would now like to leave this island.
That's the one. Well, this that is not Magnus's possible. Magnus's Han. I'm convinced of this. Yeah. Something sinister going on.
Man, you're straight out of a comic book.
Anyway, that's my chess news. There was one other bit to do with Hans Niemann smashing up some sort of hotel room, allegedly. That's all I know. And I'm not. I don't know.
He's so rock and roll, isn't he?
He is the bad boy, isn't he? We need to get him on the show.
It's just funny that the bad boy of chess is just a young man who plays chess, has slightly scruffy hair, just nothing. Occasionally likes inserting things up his arse, allegedly.
Allegedly, probably not. Probably doesn't do that.
Probably not.
But he might do. We're not talking in a chess sense. It could be just like anybody like you. You, me, whoever. Mm. It's fine.
See, that's my problem. Chess has really tainted the whole world of anal beads. Like, it's made it seem like such a... Like,
seem seedy now, don't they? The anal beads exactly. Just seem seedy and wrong.
I know, they've really put me off them.
You know what? I'm going to get mine out right now.
Take them out. Go on, take them out.
Out. Right, sit back down. Ooh, it's straight out of the crap trap. I have to say, that's comfortable.
Yeah, I bet.
Crap trap. Jofa's topic. Do you want to talk about our topic this week?
Oh, so it's all about fitness and chess, how you can stay fit doing chess, and a little bit of advice. And would you say that chess is a big part of your fitness routine now?
In fact,
before we go into it, do you remember that chat up line about fitness? Have you ever heard it?
Nah.
If you go up to someone in the gym or something, it's a very charismatic line. So, Al, are you into fitness?
Oh, yeah.
How about fitness dick in your mouth? It's a classic. It's beautiful. It swoons people off of their feet.
How many times have you been punched in the face when using that line?
Enough to make it worth it. It's like people show their love in different ways. A punch in the face to some is, it's fine.
Well, I take my chess fitness very serious. That is a great line, Jeff, as I'm going to try that one.
It is lovely.
No, I'm not. Take my fitness as you asked me how seriously you take your chest fitness. I was just raising this glass to my mouth that contains whiskey.
So I thought, is that whiskey?
I'm thirsty. I haven't had a drink while we're talking, and this is all I've got to hand is a bottle of whiskey.
And the famous thing about whiskey is its hydrating values.
Very hydrating, actually. this fits in nicely with, I think a couple of weeks back, you were taking the piss and about, I can't remember how it came about, but it was on the podcast and saying that I live in a posh area, completely safe, posh, middle class type area. Well, the other night I was just feeling a bit fed up, things were bothering me. I went for a long walk, ended up walking about 20 minutes into the town centre, not on purpose, just ended up there, walked into Sainsbury's. I thought, I'm just going to buy myself a bottle of whiskey. And so I bought this Talisker that's 49 quid. Didn't pay 49, Joe, because I just saw you looking scared there. It was on special. It was about £32 or something. And I managed to fit, it's in this lovely box here. I managed to put the whole box in my coat pocket. And then I walked home and I thought, I'm just going to sip Talisker single malt as I walk out the bottle. And I thought,
oh, fuck it up.
How trampy am I? Sipping the single malt.
You can take the man out of Birmingham, but...
Isn't it supposed to be like special brew or really light diamond white or something? What's that strong cider? And there's me sipping a bottle of,
Fancy anyway, whiskey. Now I love that up. That's
shall
beautiful.
We talk fitness, Jofers, then?
Let's do it. I've got a good chat line about fitness.
I was about to say, every time I say the word fitness now, I'm just thinking of your bloody chat-up line. I think we should just move straight on to exceptionally loving. I think...
come on. Fitness in chess, Al. Come on.
All right. I've actually done some research, Jofa, so it's not just us with our stupid tips.
Okay.
So, basically, an American neuroendocrinologist called Robert Sapolsky, he was talking to ESPN and he said, I don't know if this is accurate, but a chess player can burn up to 6,000 calories a day while playing in a tournament.
What?
I'm telling you, that's what maybe that's Magnus
what
in
are
his
they doing
private
at this tournament.
It's Magnus in his private room, isn't it? It's what he's getting up to in between.
It must be.
So, and it says grandmasters sustain elevated blood pressure for hours in the range found in competitive marathon runners.
Wow.
He has, he's actually, you know, looked at the effect of stress on human health for over three decades. And then Polar, you know, Polar, P-O-L-A-R, the heart, sort of heart rate monitors and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They did research on chess players during a tournament, and they showed that there's a 21-year-old Russian grandmaster, Antipov, and this Antipov burnt over 560 calories in 2 hours of chess, just sitting down playing chess. And that's Roger Federer burns that amount in an hour playing tennis.
Lazy prick.
He is such a lazy prick, isn't he?
That's got to be really kind of just dehumanizing. You've just ran a marathon or something, and the fat bastard at the chessboard has burned the exact same amount of calories as you. Like, I'd be livid. Like, you taking the piss.
Why did I choose this sport? Shit, I could have been sat down. Ah, playing with Joe's giant dildos on the board. The 1984 World Chess Championship was actually called off after a marathon 5 months and 48 games because the defending champion, Anatoly Karpov, lost over 22 pounds in weight.
Really? How?
Yeah.
Just from all the chess?
All the sex.
Anatoly Pussy Magnet Karpov.
And he's from the Soviet Union as well.
There you go.
Did you know that in 2004, Rustam Kasimdzhadanov walked out of the six-game world championship despite being on a winning streak because they'd lost 17 pounds?
Get out. This is... Forget it's Weight Watchers, man. Just get into a chess club.
Mind-blowing. Yeah. So, basically, this is all come about. Why I'm mentioning all this is because chess players apparently should be able to... need to keep fit to be able to increase their oxygen supply to their brains during tournaments, preventing sugar rushes and related crashes, sustaining energy levels for long periods of time and so on. So a lot of the pros actually are into their fitness. And I can tell you here that, let me just find it. Here we go. So Vidit, you know Vidit?
Yeah, yeah.
He likes to put a fun element in his work. He said, for me, nothing beats basketball. It really engages me and gives me excellent results health-wise. And he said, chess requires a lot of sitting. That's not good for your health. So I bought a treadmill and I'd walk on it while working on my chess. And he gets up every half hour and does some light exercise. I mean, he told me all this yesterday when I was chatting with him.
You and him are tight, aren't you?
We're very tight, yeah. And what does that mean, tight? We're tight.
Close. We're close. Nothing to do with your crap trap.
Ah, okay. Anand, you know what he does? Vishy, he does the gym and cycling. Apparently, something like 2 hours of cardio every day.
Really? Fair play.
Do you know Krishnan Sasikaran?
Well, probably not as well as I used to.
India men's number five at the time of me ripping off this article off the internet. Not the time I ripped it off, the time they wrote it. For him, he's into table tennis. And he even has a serving machine at home that fires balls at him.
Really?
Yeah. So walking randomly around the house and some bollocks hit you in the face. Bastard! Magnus, he works out on a treadmill. He plays football with his friends. That's soccer. Even does yoga. And he claims that skiing strengthened his legs and also his willpower to get to the finish line. He also has a personal chef that travels with him, making sure he gets the right combination of food intake. That's something we should all do, I think. Get a personal chef.
I've got one.
I know. Thank you, Mum. My mum.
Yeah. Well, your mum as well. I get fed left, right, and centre.
You do, don't you? You get fed everywhere you do. I notice that everywhere you go, people give you food.
You know, Luca, the cheeky bugger, is my brother. He used to go to... So he'd have lunch at ours when he was like 10 or something, or 15. And then he'd visit all the Sicilian relations. Like, he'd go to so-and-so's and they'd be like, oh, have you had lunch? And he'd be like, nah. So they'd get in like a bowl of pasta. They'd go to the next one, like, have you had lunch? And like, nah. And he always wondered why he was putting on weight and stuff. The guy was greedy. I loved it.
And Magnus Carlsen is so committed to being the best chess player. He's even worked on his sitting posture. And he said that a lot of players have their necks too far forward and that leads to a 30% loss of lung capacity.
Ooh, talking of lung capacity. In fact, I can tell you later, an exceptionally loving.
Okay, I look forward to that, Jophers. I mean, that is fitness in chess. That is why you should keep fit. It's important to keep fit so you can play more chess. But we've come up with some ideas, haven't we, on how people can be fit, keep fit, and use chess for fitness and stay fit using their chess. And I've got some jokes.
Do you want to hit me up with some of yours, Al?
Yep. First one I got was if you got, you know, those exercise bands you can get, like, for exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
If you got them and you're playing chess over the board, if you then, on all the 64 squares, attach little clips, and then you could, like, put exercise bands under each piece and clip it to the chessboard. And when you're about to move, you'd have to screw the board into the table. But when you're moving a piece, you could, like, use that piece and do this quite a lot
get
with
the resistance.
And, yeah, so you're, like, you're pulling the piece off. And,
So happy this ain't a visual podcast. That was something else.
That was good action, So that was my first one. You got anything, Jophers?
I only got one, because I think it's... Right, you only, once you find a good exercise, just stick with it. Do you know much about Kegel exercises? I think they're called Kegels.
Yes, I have heard of those, strengthening the pelvic floor.
Yes. Okay, so I misunderstood what the purpose was. I thought it strengthens your bum cheeks, so I've already got this wrong. So this is already going out the window. So I was just going to say that I've toned them to a point where I can now use my butt cheeks to pick up and move pieces during a over-the-board game. And it's a nice little party trick. B, kind of throws the opponent off of their game. C, stay healthy, probably make a lot of friends. It's just something to bear in mind.
Put scent on the pieces as well, that you can then send out to people for them to guess the scent.
Exactly. I've left a little piece of me at every chess tournament I've gone to.
Okay, is that all you got, Jophers? That is your one and only?
It's all I need. Not just all I've got, it's all I need.
Well, I've got
any others?
I've got a few more. I thought you could put an exercise band in your hand and attach it to the back of your neck. And then every time you move a piece, your neck will have to pull back. So you're getting Magnus's position, and you'll strengthen your pushing muscles of your arm and your shoulder as you put in the piece down. So, yeah.
I like that.
Do you see what I mean? So you move, you get one.
Yeah. I've had another one come to me, like a little impromptu one. But, you know, chess handshakes are like the talking point at the moment. Everyone's looking into different handshakes that chess grandmasters do. It's like some good ones, some shit ones. Yeah, just turn into like a tug of war or something. Just pull them over the board. Pull them towards you. Hopefully they'll pull back, otherwise it's not really a workout. But that could be a nice little... Just don't let go.
It's a good one, that. Do you often...
Yeah.
This is why you don't go to chess clubs, because you got banned for pulling people off over the board. Is that...
Well, he didn't even offer his hand, so I just had to go for the cock.
Just pulled him off.
I think that's where they draw the line.
How do they draw the line with the cock, Jophers? They've got like a pen in the end of it.
Yeah, I think it must be. Yeah.
I've also got strengthening your neck and jaw. You could use the mouth to move pieces and also add a resistance band. So like maybe put a resistance band around your forehead and the back of the chair. And then you could do that. This is a good one. I actually really do like the sound of this. So play bullet chess over the board in a sports hall. Set the board up in the center of the sports hall. And then you have to make your move and then run to the wall and back, like a quick, fast shuttle run between moves.
I like that.
And the clock's ticking the whole time. So you've got to run. The fastest runner's going to have an advantage there, and the fittest.
It's like
person.
A bleep test kind of thing.
Yeah. Chess boxing, obviously, is another way. We've talked a little bit about that. A genuine tip is actually, I watch a program about people who burn more calories during the day, and they're people who fidget a lot. So you could just sit there fidgeting under the table. So outside of chess, you could keep fit by, and also psychologically help. You put a picture of your opponent on a punch bag, somebody you regularly lose to, or on a golf ball and just smack the shit out of it. You can play chess on a treadmill or a stepper, as you have done, Jophers, as we know, in the gym. How was that for you?
It was objectifying all of the, because I was on the stepper and I've been blessed with curves. There was just a lot of comments from passers-by.
Were they chat up lines regarding what was the chat up line you just delivered? Fitness. Were they fitness?
Are you into fitness? Yeah. Constantly.
This one's for you, Jophers. I know you do like a swim, don't you?
Oh, I love a swim.
I thought, what about setting up a chessboard on the bottom of a swimming pool and you have to dive down every time you want to make a move? So it'll work your mind.
That'd be such a... Yeah.
It would be a good thing. We should, if we can get permission to film in your pool, we could do that one.
Yeah. Ah, fuck permission. I'll just do it.
I'll tell you what, Joe. That's my motto. If somebody in a hotter country than this has a swimming pool in their back garden and is willing to pay for flights for us and put us up like accommodation was and provide food and everything we'd need, we'd be willing to play chess at the bottom of their swimming pool, wouldn't we, and film it?
Yeah. That's it. We'd put ourselves out there. We're good people like that.
AverageJoesChess@gmail.com. Get in touch. I thought you could do this one as well. So like in Rocky, where he chases the chicken, you could put an extra queen on a chicken. And then if you promote, you then have to chase the chicken to get the queen to actually put on the board. And that'd just keep you fit and agile.
Very
chasing
good at
a chicken.
Yeah.
The last two are pretty crap. It was basically like athletics-wise, just run laps and every 400 metres make a move. But that could be, that'd be exhausting. Or a chess
that
relay. So instead of a baton, you use like a chess piece and then the person...
just the whole way around.
Yeah, but the person at the end then makes the move and you pass on like a Chinese whisper. So like, you know, Queen E4. And then,
okay.
And then you see where, and then you pass them the queen and you see where it ends up at the end.
Oh,
I think
I like
we've
that
exhausted
idea.
That. I mean, if people aren't fit or asleep at the end of listening to all of this, then they're in the wrong place.
Exactly. No, Al, you've smashed that. Some beautiful ideas
good
there.
Tips.
Is it time for my favourite part? Is it exceptionally loving?
Hold on. Is your favourite part just finishing the podcast? Is that what you're saying? Just getting to the end. Is it time for my favourite part?
I look forward to it from the second
we
start.
Head over to the after party. Drink my herbal tea.
You can't beat it.
Exceptionally loving, Joe, first go for it. Shall I tell you mine? Because yours are always funnier.
Yeah, go on.
First one was, I just mentioned our email address, averagejoeschess@gmail.com. Well, the brilliant GC Boom has sent us some stuff this week. And one of the things he sent was him and some friends, I think, perhaps Gambit's Queen as well. Just jamming. There's guitars involved. Oh. There was singing. It's such a great clip, singing this song called Tore Down, which then inspired me to get out my electric guitar and put a few little licks to the tune on it. You know, a few
cool. I'll have to check it out.
Check it out. That was good. So send us whatever you want. We love hearing stuff. The second thing involves you, Joe, first, sort of. The other night, me and my daughter was trying to do some physio, and she said, do your physio, Dad. You've got to do it. And amusingly, because I keep avoiding doing my physio for my back, she also put a diary entry into our Google calendar. And so the other day I'm walking along and it just buzzes and I look at what it is and it flashes up with do your fucking physio, which I thought was really motivating and good. So I did my physio that particular night. She was going to do physio with me because she's got some hand physio to do. And we thought we'd watch a film just a little bit. Ended up watching the whole film because we were enjoying it so much. And that film, I've seen it before. So the thing I'm exceptionally loving is introducing my kids, like an older child, to a film that I have enjoyed but they were too young to see. So it's Bad Grandpa, you know, with Johnny Knoxville.
Oh yeah.
There's just some hilarious scenes. I just won't go into what it's about. Watch it if you want to watch it. But you're involved in this, Joe, because my thing of introducing my child who was too young previously to watch a film to the film.
Yeah.
So I was telling my youngest daughter about the film, certain scenes, and she's definitely too young to watch the film because she's 10. And when I was showing her a couple of the scenes, she went, oh yeah, I've seen this. I said, how? She went, oh, Joe's shown me on a few occasions.
I have. I forgot.
Yeah, I was about 4 at the time, I think, and he's shown it me a few times since.
Oh no, completely forgot. Yeah, I always used to watch that with Ivy. Yeah, it was
brilliant.
Christmas. And,
yeah,
oh yeah,
so
sorry
funny.
About that. I've got zero filter with what's appropriate and what isn't, but she was pissing herself and she was like 4 years old.
Yeah,
that's my bad.
That's my two Jofers. So, yeah.
I didn't see that. Yeah, completely. Oh, that's brilliant. I'm glad you remembered. Okay, so I've got two. One's a little bit funny, one's just a nice little memory. So the nice little memory one is, so on Friday, went to a gig for the first time, I think, since before COVID, I think, off the top of my head.
Lord Kitchener.
Saw a band called... Nah, I couldn't get tickets for him, sadly.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's touring at the moment. We went to see Bombay Bicycle Club. I don't know if anyone knows them. Yeah. Oh, such a lovely people, lovely band, lovely atmosphere. It's just such a nice thing to be back into, and like, it's just, they went on loads of little speeches about saying, we just want to put positivity out there, want everyone to be happy, and just saying, like, that's the first time we've felt that people have kind of connected with this song, and now this song means a lot more to us, and just lovely people, just a good time. So that was one. And the other one, you mentioned that, like, swimming. I went for a swim, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, and there was this guy in the fast lane with me who was just out swimming me left, right and centre. I'd do one lap, he'd do about seven. I'd do two, he'd do about 12. He was just really going for it. I'd say he was in his late 50s. And at the end, I was speaking to him and I just said, like, oh, what's your secret? Like, you're ridiculously good, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, you know what? Just trying to get back into shape now that, because I'm diabetic and I've got a collapsed lung. And I was like, you... fucker. He's like, I felt so bad about myself. He was doing laps and he's got like a collapsed lung and he's diabetic and he's twice my age.
He was doing it for his chest, wasn't he?
I think so. I think he must have been. But yeah, those are the only two things. But anyone who hasn't listened to Bombay Bicycle Club, give them a little listen. You might like them, you might not, but they're just nice people. So yeah, give them, check them out. And I'm going to check out GC Boom's Jam. That's going
to
be
anyone
nice.
Anyone who hasn't got a collapsed lung and diabetes and wants to swim faster, run faster, collapse your lung and eat loads of sugar, or do what you can do, get yourself that diabetes. Is that your plan for the week, Jofers?
I think that's my plan. Sorry, there was an exam at my college like a year ago. It was before I started, but the first aider at the time just wouldn't let this guy take a rest break. And the guy was saying, oh, I'm struggling to breathe. It's bad. And the first aider was like, you'll be fine, just finish the exam. And yeah, it turns out he had a collapsed lung. And they just thought he was trying to whack the exam. But yeah, no, it's just struggling a bit. But I thought that was funny. But is it after party time out? Or Jonathan's tomorrow,
I'm
tonight,
over
to Patreon. Whenever?
Let's get Shall to we? Patreon. Let's put some after party down. If you want to join us there, you can join us for $2. And we're just going to play a bit of chess on there, have a chat, have a bit of fun. And that's it, Jofers. That's what we do.
Oh, and to play us out, let's just do a little preview of next week's interview.
Let's do it. Catch you later.
There is definitely more to it, I think, because, well... When you think about it, okay, we can talk about the performance, we can talk about the rating improvement, but let's talk about well-being. I know that a lot of chess players struggle with their well-being, you know. They focus on chess a little bit too much, you know. It is the core of their self-concept. And when they lose a game, when they lose rating, they're mad, they're tilted, you know. Their life basically falls apart. So that's another thing that I focus on a lot, like well-being and just like enjoying playing chess. Because at the end of the day, everyone wants to get better. Not everyone can be the world champion, I guess. So, but yeah, I totally agree with you. Like setting the right goals, having the right attitude, training chess in the right way, all that is definitely impacting the performance a lot. So absolutely, if you guys want to improve, you should listen to this podcast and then you can let us know if it is helpful or not. I hope it will be.